I'd like to start off thanking Michael, Alan and Terry, Paul Kennedy, Rob Britz, Fred, Frito, Franco, and all the people that pulled this together. Stephanie, you all know who you are, because I couldn't have. I'm going to ask Terry once again what it was that I have. Hysterical blindness. I had to write something, which I will read, but I had to write it because I haven't been able to deal at all with the passing of Fritz. And for the last 3 days, I've been hysterically blind, literally, where my sight has been gone. Thank you, and I admire and humble myself to all of you who have known Fritz for a much longer time than I have, experienced much more things, and I can't imagine even saying that I can share your grief, because I only knew Fritz for a brief period of time. What I've had to write out, which I hope I can make through, is just this. It's words of a poem of Gwendolyn Brooks that say, exhaust this little moment, soon it dies. And be it gash or gold, it will not come again in this identical disguise. If you take a moment, I think that pertains to every one of our lives and every relationship that we have, especially the one that Fritz, who we're honoring here, brings to mind. Fritz Proberg was my best friend. There weren't 2 days that went by that we did not talk about everything, personal, business, fear, loss, love, regret, forgiveness. Of course, he has left me with the most profound lesson of all, not to judge, question, hold resentment for what I cannot change is passing. I am privileged that I have had such a close relationship with him, especially through both of our medical journeys, which we discussed daily. I got his last email the day before he died. As usual, he said, can't talk too well. I'm okay. How about you? I love you, Fritz. I was so happy, and he was so proud that I had just gotten the first copy of my book. I told him that I could, that I only acknowledged two people, Richard Fisher, Sam's godfather, who took us, who treated us to a wonderful trip to Italy last year. And the most important one was to Fritz Perlberg, for knowing what a true friend what is. He was so surprised and proud, because he knew that he really did teach me that I have few friends. He was the most important of them for me and my family. The supernatural sorrow I felt the day Michael North called me, I will have and always will in my heart ever not forget having him here. I'm selfish. Who will be that advisor that kept me morally stout? Where will I ever find anyone willing to care for me and worry or stick up for me as he would and was most formidable? The dog, once he got your leg, would not let go. My little man with the strength of Goliath. I always felt protected with Fritz. He to defend me. I must find that within myself, with his guidance, that can never leave one's soul, because he is part of my soul. Don't worry, it's over pretty soon. I cried, I yelled, I talked to him. I have been scared. I asked him, Fritz, how will I do this? How will I ever make another business deal without you? He answered me in a dream I had. An unusual dream that is true. He said, Mary, your book will guide you to the greatest heights that any others have. Trust me, I will be there for you. Then we took a beautiful flight together, where everything seemed to have the color of orange and red, and we traveled through deserts and mountains and the highest places and wound up on a mountain of snow, but we were warm being together. It wasn't until today, truly, that I turned my calendar page to November that I realized that the book would be released on Fritz's birthday, November 21st. Thank you, Fritz, for what you have brought to my life and what you will continue to bring. You are my guardian angel. I love you with all my heart, Fritzy. That was my special name for him, and I think no one else called him Fritzy. I am yours, you are mine. We are what we are. You make it hard. You make it hard. We saw the last Crosby, Stills, Nash, Young concert together, thanks to Alan and Terry's tickets at Staples. That was the last quote from suit Judy Blue Eyes. Sweet Judy Blue Eyes. I'm so proud to have been a part of Fritz's life and so grateful that he's been a part of all of ours. I can't tell you that this is the greatest loss, personally, of my life. I've lost a child. I've lost my parents. The one person in my life that I never thought I would lose was Fritz Perlberg. And I never will, because he is part of all of our souls. And I bless him and exalt him in his spirit today and forever. Thank you.